A boat sinks in the Haines Harbor, and a virtual Skagway institution turns 3 years old. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Tuesday is the last day to weigh in on the latest environmental document on the Juneau Access Project, commonly called the Juneau Road Project. The state has received tens of thousands of comments so far on the project, according to State Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow, a number the department expected.
We were anticipating a large volume of comments coming in for this project based on the comment history from the previous comment period for the project in 2006.
A revised supplemental environmental impact statement was released on the project in September. It examines ways to improve access between Juneau and Northern Lynn Canal communities. The State Department of Transportation favors extending a road north of Juneau to the Katsaheen River, where an unmanned ferry terminal would be built. Ferries would transport vehicles and passengers between Katsaheen, Haines, and Skagway. That option is estimated to cost about $523 million for road construction, and new ferry terminal and vessel construction another $51 million. The DOT held meetings in the three communities about the impact statement. People registered their comments on the project at those meetings, but the bulk of the comments have come in written form. Woodrow says many of those submissions are from national advocacy groups like Sierra Club, whose members submitted form letters and signed online petitions. Woodrow says DOT was expecting a delivery of 20 to 40,000 comments from the group Earth Justice on Monday. DOT does not have to respond to each comment individually, but it does have to respond to each issue raised, Woodrow says.
Responding to the comments is really responding to the information presented in the comment. If the information is similar to other comments, then responding to those questions or those concerns in one response meets the criteria of responding to those comments.
DOT estimates it will take about a year to incorporate all the comments into the final environmental impact statement. Governor Sean Parnell has favored the road alternative and pushed its progress through his term. Incoming Governor Bill Walker has said he questions the project's costs. A boat sank in the Haines Harbor on Monday. The 45-foot-long wooden boat Nightingale is owned by boat builder Joey Jacobson. Harbor Master Phil Benner said a fisherman reported the boat sank Monday morning, and Jacobson was working with another fisherman to raise it. The Nightingale is a former seiner, but did not have an engine or fuel on board when it sank, according to Benner. There are no new developments on the incident last week at the Haines School involving marijuana and seal bombs. Police were called to Haines School on Thursday when multiple students were found to be in possession of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a seal bomb, or firecracker-type explosive used by commercial fishermen. No students were harmed. The school referred all questions to the police. Haines Police Chief Bill Musser said he could not give any more information about the incident because it involves students. He said there was more than one student involved, but he could not say how many, how old they are, or what grade they are in. The students were released to their parents. Musser says there is an active investigation into the incident and the police have contacted juvenile authorities in Juneau. Musser said the Juneau authorities will decide what happens to the case. The Alaska Marine Highway ferry Taku will go into dry dock for repairs the second week of December. Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the drive system for one of the ship's two propellers needs work. He says no other ferry is available to fill in. The Taku sails from Prince Rupert to Skagway with stops in Haines, Juneau, Sitka, Cake, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. Woodrow says the repair time is intentional.
We did choose the week of December 8th through 15th as a way to avoid the Thanksgiving holiday and to have the ship back online before the Christmas and New Year's holidays.
He says a hydraulic fluid line in the propeller's variable pitch drive system needs repair. He says the wear and tear, not a specific incident, caused the problem.
The ship can still operate under the current conditions. It just is operating inefficiently.
He says it's using too much fuel. The Taku will go into dry dock at the Ketchikan shipyard. The ferry can carry up to 600 passengers and 135 vehicles. The repairs do not affect this week's sailing of the Taku to the Upper Lynn Canal on Thanksgiving. The Facebook page Skagway Swap turned 3 years old this month. It serves a town of about 800 people, but there are nearly 2,000 Facebook users following the page. KHNS's Emily Files talked to residents about how important the page is for the community and why it's attracted so many members outside of the town.
In a small, isolated town like Skagway, it's expensive to buy new things and it's expensive to get rid of items you don't need. There's no Craigslist. Skagway Swap fills that void. People sell things and exchange information. There's a lot of furniture, clothing, books, and some unusual items too, like a bidet. 19-year resident Andrew Cremata says he buys furniture or other items off Skagway Swap every couple of weeks.
The most recent, I got a power tool.
But he says it goes beyond used furniture and power tools.
I think where Skagway Swap deviates a little from the model of being a source for buying and selling and trading items is where it gets more into the community aspects of Skagway and where you're swapping information.
Skagway Swap is one of the main places people go to get the word out about events and community issues. They also use the page to post pictures of lost dogs wandering around town, icy road conditions, things like that. It's used in some pretty wild ways, too. A bike thief was caught with the help of Skagway Swap. Earlier this year, there was a problem bear roaming the streets. People posted updates tracking the bear around town. Here's Rebecca Hilton, who's lived in Skagway for 10 years.
So it was really nice to be able to look at my phone and be like, all right, he's out wandering around, or, oh, the problem has been taken care of, you know, so it's a way to keep informed like that.
The problem bear was shot, and that caused a whole different kind of conversation on Skagway Swap. People debated whether the person who shot the bear was in the right. Here's Cremata.
So Skagway Swap is a chance for people to vent about their own frustrations with the way the situation's handled, or praise the way it was handled, or at least raise questions.
Kim Burnham couldn't have predicted the many ways people would use Skagway Swap. She created the page in 2011 with the goal of reducing waste by recycling used items. Burnham didn't want to talk by phone for this story, but she answered questions through email. Burnham says the page allows people who aren't in the same circles to exchange information and stuff. Here's Hilton.
One person's junk is another person's treasure. Sure.
It makes sense for Skagway residents to follow the Facebook page, but there are nearly 2,000 people on Skagway Swap. That's way more than the total number of people in the town. There are a lot of members who live in Skagway seasonally or used to live there, and then some from Juneau, Haines, and Whitehorse. But there are also people who live in different states and countries.
Well, I just visited Florida to visit some friends, and there were a number of them who said how much they enjoyed the Skagway Swap page.
Cremata says it gives people a little window into what life is like in a small Alaskan town. Because there are so many people on the page, Burnham has help managing it from three other people. They deny access to spammers and delete inappropriate posts. Cremata says he knows people who don't really want to be on Facebook, but they sign up for it anyway so they can access Skagway Swap. Hilton is one of those people. She does not like Facebook.
And I really honestly considered getting rid of it all the time. I don't like being tied to my phone. But one of the reasons why I do keep it is because of the Skagway Swap page.
Burnham, the creator of Skagway Swap, says that is the ultimate compliment. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. We had reports tonight from Emily Files. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klequon. But we're more than just your local news. We also collaborate with other Southeast public radio stations to keep you informed of regional issues that affect us locally. We bring you these wider-reaching stories along with local news to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained. And we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.